Hello, this is Ryoki Wendo's Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With the wish that you find more and more mystery of the universe and your life, and more get excited about living for the future, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, continues of the Amitayu Sutra reading. Now, Dharmakara's Bhav, number 36. What's written here? Well, when I reach the Buddha food, all the Bodhisattva in the uncountable numbers on the mysterious Buddha world hear my name and finish the life. Now, all the time practice supreme practice and fulfill the Buddha way. If not, I will not get enlightenment. Well, I don't know what's called in here. It seems like more than something. Anyway, but there's one thing, something impressive. It's written here that it's not written that all the Bodhisattva in my world. Well, this Bodhisattva is not the Bodhisattva of the spiritual existence. There's two kind of word Bodhisattva, so it's complicated, and sometimes we have to understand which is which. This Bodhisattva means that practice for the all beings, so not for the self-enlightenment, which is Mahayana Buddhist supposed to be. Practice not for oneself, but practice for all sentient beings to be reversed to be around and get enlightenment, whatever. Well, anyway, get back to the subject. What I feel impressive in here is, as I said, it's not written here in my world. It's written here in all world, in the universe. It says that the world of the old Buddha's world, but this means the whole universe of the, even like another universe that we don't recognize. There's another dimension of the universe and dimension of the universe. So many different dimensions of the universe, but all universe. So why this world make me impressed is that the attitude. You know, we easily think that, I take care of my people. But it means that if it's not my people, I will not take care of them. You know, like, for example, I take care of my family, but not care of others' family. Or I take care of my country, but I don't care about other countries. This is totally not the attitude of the non-duality. Non-duality means there's no separation of self and others. So it doesn't matter who belongs to which or what. It's not because this person is have this faith, loyalty to this religious group or whatever. Nothing. Because it's even not in this universe, it's whole universe that wishes that listen to my name, whoever practice the Bodhisattva. who ever practice for the all beings. Will you fulfill the practice to become Buddha? And be a Buddha, reversed pure and be a Buddha, enlightenment. This is, it really explains that the enlightenment or the those kind of things, this kind of enlightenment or those kind of things, bodhisattvas, it's the word is maybe Buddhism, but it's nothing to do with Buddhism. It's not a word, it's not a dogma. It's a spirituality state of the heart. And the reason why it says that practice the bodhisattva is because the attitude of practice to rescue all beings and to erase the ego is this is two part of the bodhisattva. One is erase ego, and the other one is to wishing that all beings to be rescued and live for that. This is the only condition, and non-ego. Non-ego means the not group ego, not guru ego, or whatever. Totally pure and pure. Nothing. And the why it is these two conditions? Because of the principle of the universe. We are here to learn how to erase ego and how to love others. This is the reason why we are born here. So, people need to practice. You need to practice how to erase your ego, how to help others to be rescued to the pure, and to how to be others to be gain enlightenment. As a principle of the universe, whoever have these two attitude and two purposes to live a life will be in this state. It's very, very, very simple. Because even you come this world, even you are born this world, to learn that, and if somebody gives you enlightenment without wish, even if you don't have such a wish that you want to give to others, it means that there's no meaning that you're born here. If you live based on ego, even though you're born to erase ego, it means that your life has no meaning, because the purpose of the great spirit of the universe are sending you here to erase ego, learn how to love, and to be live as a bodhisattva. And as a result, as a response of the life, as a response of the universe, as you erase more your ego, as you love more others, your heart and your life will become, and your relationships become richer and richer and richer, and you feel more joy, more happy. This is the principle of the life. This is the principle of the universe. May you live richly, joyfully. And because of this, I wish, and the great of the spirit of the universe, wishing every moment that you increase the love toward others, you increase the, decrease the ego. May your life be fulfilled with great love and emptiness.